By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, where the power goes out. Will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Kelsey Meredith finishes off tonight's national anthem. The Galesburg boys basketball team battles the Macomb Bombers at John Thiel Gymnasium. Let's go to public address announcer Gary Mitchell for tonight's starting lineups.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players. The starting lineup from the Macomb Bombers, number zero, a 6'4" forward, Nicholas Hiley. Number 12, a 6'2" guard, Seth Weichert. Number 20, a 5'11" guard, Tyler Thorman, Thormore. Number 22, a 5'11" guard, Zachary Grover. And number 25, a 6'2", Trenton Henderson. The coach is Mr. Danny Watson. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the starting lineup for your Galesburg Silver Streaks. A 6-foot senior guard, number one, Dalton Davis. A 6-foot senior guard, number four, Ryan McElmurray. 6'1" senior guard, number 10, Brandon Thompson. 6'1" senior guard, number 20, Garrett Williams. And a 6'6" senior forward, number 23, Chad Thompson. Assistant coaches are Steve Cheeseman, Troy Noble, and Rob Williams. And the head coach is Mr. Mike Reynolds. Referees for this contest, Ron Leitner, Joe Thompson, and Aaron Furrow.
Public address announcer Gary Mitchell with tonight's starting lineup. Jim Lee, good to be back with you. We missed you down at Charleston, and the way things turned out, I know you missed being there, so it's good to be back with you
certainly
tonight.
Certainly, I would have loved to have seen that two-topless game, especially to knock off that great T-Town team. And I don't know, actually, we may need to bring Wyman back in here. As good a luck as he brought us in the broadcast. Hopefully, I don't make a stumble tonight. Silver Streaks against a good Macomb team, and it's one of those games where you might say, well, Galesburg's a lot bigger town, but Macomb's got a real good team.
A lot bigger town than Tutopolis, too, but you certainly don't overlook them. On the girls' program, either. It was a great night for Galesburg basketball that evening. Could be another good one here tonight. Galesburg girls already big winners over Chicago Queen of Peace earlier. We are underway, and the Silver Streaks win the tip over the Macomb Bombers, winners of 13 straight, and the Streaks go for the alley-oop in the early going, and they can't quite connect between McElmurray and Chad Thompson. Skip pass into the left corner on the opposite end. Tyler Thorman now back out to the top of the circle. Seth Wicker has it on the right side. Little lob pass on the interior. Shot rolls off the back of the rim for Trent Henderson, and McElmurray comes away with the rebound.
Real nice help by Chad Thompson coming over. They got the pass over the top of Dalton Davis, who's mismatched against Henderson down low, but Chad Thompson came over and altered the shot, prevented a layup.
Fake by McElmurray, drives, kicks it out. Brandon Thompson, left corner for three off the front of the rim, and the weak side rebound to Henderson for the Macomb Bombers. This rivalry renewed last season between the Silver Streaks and the Bombers. Drive down the lane on the left side. Wickert shot rolls off the back of the rim, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. Back to the Silver Streaks. Just underway, not quite a minute off the clock, and we have no score in the early going.
Well, if Brandon Thompson ends up wide open in the corner a lot tonight like he was that last time, we'll have a good night. He missed it that time, but he had plenty of time to measure that one earlier.
Davis drives into traffic, has the ball knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. Silver Streaks will keep it. Thompson, of course, the tournament MVP at the Charleston tournament, made all-tournament team along with Dalton Davis and Ryan McElmurray for the Silver Streaks. On the inbound to Thompson, a little floater with the right hand is up and in, and the Streaks strike first, leading to nothing. I think these guys are just happy to be playing after being off for about a week and a half after winning the Charleston tournament. Outside the top of the circle, now on the right side, it goes to Thorman. Skip pass, top of the circle, quick three on the way by Grover, and he knocks it down. And Macomb takes the lead now at 3-2.
Yeah, we found interesting, Brandon Thompson was the MVP, but he never was the crunch time player of the game at that tournament. That's how balanced the Silver Streaks attack was down there in Charleston.
And he scored only 1 point in the championship game and still got all tournament MVP honors. Shows you how much respect this team earned down there going 4-0. Ryan McElmurray on the right side as the Streaks are back in the home white with the double black stripes down the sides. Thompson penetrates in the lane. Looks like there was a little bit of contact, forced him to alter his shot on the way. And then after coming down with a rebound, Henderson throws it away as McComb was trying to get out in transition. Well, Thompson has taken all three of the Silver Streak shots here in the early going. We've got to get a little more balance going there. And that's one of the nice things that we've seen from the Silver Streak, certainly over the last five or six games, is more balance offensively. On the left side, Davis looking inside, skips it right side, over to McElmurray on the wing, penetrates inside the arc, still with a left-hand dribble, now out to Garrett Williams for three, and it rolls out. Was halfway down, then popped out. Hiley comes down with a rebound for McComb, quick pass on the other end in transition, and the Bombers throw it away again, and back-to-back turnovers.
Silver Streaks fortunate that McComb a little sloppy with the ball the last two possessions. Streaks off to a slow start offensively. And we may see a low-scoring game tonight. Both these teams play pretty good defense. You might, if you get 50 points, you might win this one tonight.
A lot of good defensive action on the perimeter as well with two strong guard-oriented teams. Thompson down the right side of the lane. Again, getting defended all the way. Can't get the shot down. And Henderson comes up with his third rebound already for McComb. In the lane, fadeaway jumper just outside the free throw line. Shot won't go down for Thorman, and McElmurray saves it on the corner, does a balancing act, and then tosses it back to Brandon Thompson. McElmurray leads the break to the other end and gets fouled. Little hand check by Tyler Thorman. Will be the first foul on the McComb Bombers. In fact, first foul of the game, 5:03 to go. Bombers lead it 3-2.
I think if Galesburg is to win this game, Ryan McElmurray will be the key. He is just, McComb's got good experienced guards, but he is so much quicker than anybody I can see out on the court right now for McComb. He can make some real matchup nightmares for the Bombers before this one's over.
On a curl through the lane, Dalton Davis runs into a defender, forces him to alter the shot on the way up, and that was just wrong place, wrong time as far as Dalton was concerned on the offense. Now at the other end, the guy who was there defensively, Hiley misses a shot, and McElmurray pulls down his third rebound already, leads the break. Thompson pulls back, left corner three off the front of the rim, and the rebound to Grover for the Bombers.
We look like we've been off for 10 days.
Streaks are 1 of 7, I believe.
Yep.
0 for 3 from behind the arc, although Garrett Williams was unlucky on his. His shot looked for all the world like it was going to go through and then somehow popped out of the cylinder. Wickard cut off in the lane, dishes it right side over to Hiley, who makes a pull-up jumper from about 17 feet away. McComb leads 5-2. Midpoint of the first quarter. Streaks will send Austin Garnett into the game at the next dead ball. Will be the first substitution for either team. Top of the circle, Garrett Williams, right side over to Thompson on the wing. Bombers playing in a zone or in a man defense to start the game. Thompson with it now on the right side, out to Garrett Williams. He'll try another three. That one's off the front of the rim. And Wickard boxes out nicely for his first rebound. Leads the break to the other end. Now left side pull up three for Grover off the back of the rim. Nice rebound by Chad Thompson. Saves it into Brandon's hands, and here come the Silver Streaks the other direction. Garrett Williams gets called for an offensive foul as Trenton Henderson was guarding the baseline. Both players were moving, but Joe Thompson says Henderson had established position. Second turnover on the Silver Streaks. First foul of the game on Galesburg, and Chad Thompson sits down, replaced by Garnett.
Well, you wonder, will this be the night where the absence of Aslan Butler really comes into play? We were surprised at how well we were able to do without him at that Charleston tournament because he was playing so well and giving us so much coming off the bench there just before he got that foot injury. And we got by without him before. How long will that last?
Nice give and go to Trenton Henderson on the outside. McComb now up 7-2 as he takes it in on a bounce pass through two defenders, and he was wide open cutting in from the left side. Brandon Thompson with it now on the outside. Garrett Williams, right side over to McElmurray. Bounces it out to Dalton Davis. Drives left side, avoids a hand check, skips it back out to Williams, who will reset the offense.
A pretty solid hand check, too. That could have been a foul easily.
Left side, Dalton Davis with it now on the elbow. Top of the circle, Garnett swings it right side over to McElmurray. Looks into the corner to Davis. Now backdoor cut to Brandon Thompson, up and in.
There's a couple of guys that have played together for a long time. as McElmurray saw Thompson, knew what he was going to do, and made it happen.
Hiley at the other end with a pull-up jumper. He was the trailer coming up the backcourt after he inbounded underneath the Galesburg basket, and they got it right to him. Now at the other end, Thompson drives left side, and a tie-up on the rebound. Austin Garnett and Trenton Henderson, and actually we've got a foul, not a tie-up called, and Henderson will pick up his first foul. Well, Brandon Thompson has been aggressive to the basket tonight. He's already shot the ball six times, making only two of them. The rest of the team has shot four more times and has not made any of them, so all the points in the game to Brandon Thompson, but the streaks trail 10-4. On the inbound, McElmurray gets it into Brandon's hands under the wing. Reverse direction back to Chad, who's come back into the game. Thompson posts up, now kicks it back out to Brandon. On the high-low, back into Chad. Turn around with a right-hand baby hook from the baseline, won't go down. And Hiley with a rebound for the Bombers. Here comes McComb. Now they pull up. Another Hiley three on the way from the top of the circle. Missed it, and the rebound into the hands of McElmurray for his fourth board of the game. Ryan leads the break. To the free throw line, spin move in the lane, left hand up and in, and a foul. He'll get a chance at a three-point play.
Nice to see Ryan assert himself a couple of times this year when the rest of the team hasn't been getting much done. McElmurray's taken upon himself to quit just being a distributor and become a scorer. I think we'll need to see that tonight. We saw it right there. Interesting, Brad, I look at the stat sheet. Neither team has an offensive rebound in this one yet. The defensive board is being cleared well by both teams.
McElmurray misses the free throw, and there's Nicholas Severs just into the game with a rebound, a 6'4 sophomore. The foul was on McLean Johnson, who also checked into the game with the last dead ball for McComb. That's the third Bombers team foul. Now nearly stolen away at the top of the circle and kicked out of bounds by Garrett Williams. And the Streaks nearly had a turnover there with a double team between Davis and Williams out high on McLean Johnson. They got the loose ball, but then Garrett reaching down for it kicked it out of bounds. Now on the inbound to the front court, Wickert bounce pass, now gets it right back into the midcourt circle. He'll work his way left, minute and a half to go, first quarter, Galesburg down 10-6. Now pull-up jumper for Grover for three. Quick shot, there's an offensive rebound for McComb, and then a travel called afterward as Severs looked like he got knocked off balance and then lost his pivot foot, and that's a third McComb turnover.
Well, Mike Reynolds made a good point there in the pregame when he was talking to you. He said, if we play like we did that Saturday night against Metamora and just kind of go through the motions for three quarters and then expect to put it on and win, we won't get it done. McComb's better than that. We've got to come out and play a little bit better on this offensive end. This first quarter's been awful sluggish.
McElmurray drives down the left side of the lane, gets it blocked from behind and knocked out of bounds. Now he'll pull the trigger from the right of his own basket. Looking, gets it into Dalton Davis. Covered up nicely, gets it over to Garrett Williams. Steps into a double team, tries a backdoor pass, and McComb read it all the way, knocked it out of his hands, and a turnover on the Silver Streaks is their third. Right side to McLean Johnson, the junior back into the midcourt circle to Wickert. We're under a minute to go in the first quarter. It's 10-6 McComb, Bombers with the ball. Right side Johnson with it, covered up by Brandon Thompson, skips it back out top of the circle to Hiley. Hiley at 6'4 on a mismatch working against 6-foot Dalton Davis. Now Wickert with it down the left side of the lane at the high post, kicks it into the left corner, three on the way, and a swish for Grover is his second three of the game, and it's 13-6 McComb. Biggest lead of the night so far for the Bombers with 30 seconds to play.
Yeah, last year Galesburg went down to McComb and really made pretty easy work out of the Bombers. Of course, we had Victor Davis back then. He had a nice night, and don't have him, and right now McComb playing like it's their home court the way they're shooting the ball.
Thompson in the lane, forces up a shot, hits it off the front of the rim, gets it back, and then is fouled on the putback. So there's Galesburg's first offensive rebound, and Brandon will get a chance at a couple of free throws here with 13.2 seconds to go in the first quarter. Foul on McComb is on Nicholas Severs, his first, fourth team foul on the Bombers. After the first free throw, Garnett will replace Garrett Williams. Brandon to the free throw line, spins it in his hands, puts the first one up and in. He has 5 points, 13-7, Galesburg down six. McComb will have the ball for the final 13.2 seconds unless the Streaks can force an end of the first quarter turnover. Second one by Brandon, up and in. He has six, Galesburg trails by five. 13-8, Wickert will bring it across into the front court with 8 seconds to go. Now works his way left with six. In the midcourt circle with four. Bounce pass down low, into the hands of Hiley. Pump fakes right, puts it up left, knocks it down. That's the end of the first quarter. Hiley with seven in the game. It's McComb by seven, 15-8. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Could you really win up to $500 by wearing the new purple WGIL button? Do trains run through Galesburg every day?
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at First Choice Medical on North Henderson, Accounting Systems Incorporated on East Simmons, or at Community Treasures on East Main Street in Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl, sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Pointers in the first quarter lead the Silver Streaks 15-8, and McComb with the ball to begin the second period as well. It's Wickert and Tyler Thorman along with Severs, Hiley, and Wickert into the game to start the second period. Now Matt Atkinson with it, top of the circle, gets it over.
And an air ball three for Thorman this time. Weak side rebound McElmurray. Here come the Silver Streaks. Out-rebounded in the first quarter, out-shot, and trailed by seven as we get the second quarter underway. 15-8 McComb. Brandon Thompson down the left side of the lane, covered up, now kicks it back out to Chad for three.
A little bit flat on the shot, bounces out, and the rebound to Hiley for McComb.
Well, the girls managed to only make a few threes against Moline the other night and still win. I guess they had six of them, but that's a low number for them. Boys team also lives and dies by the three. Right now we're dying.
And a pull-up jumper by Wickert just outside the free throw line makes it 17-8 McComb. A 9-point Bombers lead with 7 minutes to go in the first half.
Streaks just 3 of 16 from the field right now.
McElmurray, Garnett, left side Davis, Brandon Thompson, and Chad Thompson to begin the second quarter. On the right side, Thompson gives off to Brandon. Top of the circle to Garnett. Looking on the inside, hands off to Dalton Davis. Left side it goes to McElmurray. Into the paint, now kicks it back out. Over to Chad Thompson on the right side. Now Brandon with it in front of the McComb bench. Starts his dribble, gets it out to Dalton Davis. Looking on the inside, keeps it on the outside to Brandon instead. Left side over to McElmurray. Right below us on the left sideline. Works his way to the top of the circle. Give and go to Garnett. Pull-up jumper from 15 feet. Won't go. Hiley with a rebound. His fifth. Here come the Bombers trying to build on a 9-point lead, 17-8. Handoff out high to Thorman. Loses the handle on it briefly. Still with it now. Trying to work his way in on Thompson. Gets the baseline. Now throws it back out. And he stepped on the baseline, apparently. Fourth turnover on the Bombers. Joe Thompson was standing right there on top of it. Had a good view of it.
Excellent defense by McComb that last trip down. The Streaks tried a number of different things. Couldn't get anything done. Looking for an open shot. McElmurray couldn't penetrate. He was looking for a hole. Couldn't find it. And So the Bombers, who traditionally start with defense and used to win the Olympic Conference frequently with that, pretty much up to the task here in the early part of this one tonight anyway.
Well, and their defense has helped them win the McComb Western Holiday Tournament, four of the last 6 years now? Under Coach Danny Watson in his eighth season as head coach of the Bombers. Drive by Thompson in the lane. There was contact. Lost the handle on it on the way up. Missed it. Severs with the rebound. McComb leading by nine, trying to make it double figures on this possession. 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Nicholas Hiley. Matt Atkinson. Now left side it goes over to Wickert. Pull-up jumper from the baseline off the front of the rim. Dalton Davis with the rebound on the run. Now pulls it up in the backcourt. Bounce pass leading to Garnett. Up and too strong. And the rebound to Hiley. Well, that's too bad for the Silver Streaks. 6 rebounds now for Hiley in a 30-second timeout called by McComb with 5:12 to go in the first half.
I've been impressed with Hiley, I guess he's actually a junior for McComb. Nicholas Hiley done a nice job in the post. He knows how to use that pivot foot, get his man up in the air or off balance, get some shots off in there. So he's at 6'4", so he gives him a little bit of a presence. And the Henderson kid is only 6'2", but he's a big body. He probably goes, I would guess, 205 anyway. So while they're not a huge team, they at least have some presence inside to go along with their good guard play. Right now, we're probably fortunate as bad as we've been on the offensive end, only be 9 points behind.
Silver Streak's 3 of 18 shooting in the game now. Hiley, meanwhile, has 7 points and 6 rebounds already in the game. So he's been impressive statistically as well in this one. Here's a near turnover by the Silver Streaks on a double team. Still a scramble for on the backcourt. Now Brandon Thompson does pick it up. Streaks don't have numbers. Brandon takes it right to him, draws contact, and he'll get a chance at a couple of free throws. Well, one thing about Brandon, even when the back was really bothering him, I don't think he's still 100% completely recovered from it, but it hasn't slowed him down attacking the basket. Sometimes a little more slowly than he might. He's been very aggressive attacking the basket tonight. Hasn't gotten many points out of it, but he has a chance at a couple free throws here, and he makes the first one. Galesburg down by 8, 17-9. Thompson with 7 of those 9 points. The other 2 to Ryan McElmurray, who also got a penetration basket. Just past the 5-minute mark of the second quarter as the second free throw goes down as well. Galesburg down 17-10. Sophomores winner tonight. 50-46, Galesburg girls varsity down by 3 at the half earlier today in a game you heard right here on WGIL. Then hit a flurry of three-pointers to start the second half and won that game by 20 over Chicago Queen of Peace. So it's all up to the varsity boys now to keep this win streak alive here at John Thiel Gymnasium. McComb with a good guard play breaks the press, avoids a near steal, and then finds a wide open Trent Henderson on the right low blocks to bank it up and in. Thompson, Chad Thompson now, looking to get it over to Dalton Davis. Throws it on the outside hand, now over to Garrett Williams. Ryan McElmurray also in there, same starting five for the Silver Streaks. Backdoor cut to Dalton Davis, reverse layup, rolls through.
First field goal of the second quarter for Galesburg, and that was a tough shot. I'm surprised Dalton was able to get that thing up and down, running as fast as he was under the basket.
And a drive at the other end. McLean Johnson makes it look easy. Might have gotten away with a little push off out high to free himself from Brandon Thompson. Then he took it right down the right side of the lane, and no help side defense came over to stop it. 21-12, McComb midway through the second quarter. We have a palindrome score, Jim. Like how I'm working that in as often as I can. Here's Thompson with the drive from the left side. Doesn't get the shot down, but he gets a couple of fouls again.
I'd prefer we were on the high side of this palindrome, yeah. But right now, not looking so good. Brandon Thompson at least able to get to the free throw line here again to maybe keep us in this thing in the first half. This really resembles that Metamora game a lot, except as Coach Reynolds said, McComb's guards are probably better than Metamora's were, so you're not going to be able to force them into as many mistakes late in the game as you did them. But I still would like to see us get this thing more up and down the floor, because in the half court, their defense has just been a real mystery to the Silver Streaks. Plus, we're not making any three-pointers. And so we've got to do something to kind of change the pace of this game if we want to get back into it.
Streaks put the pressure back on. It did not work the last time as McComb found an easy layup. Now here's a 3-on-2 at the other end. Streaks get back defensively. Top of the circle, it goes to McLean Johnson, and he traveled with her. That's the 6th McComb turnover to go along with 6 team fouls. The foul the last trip down. Was their 6th, so the next one puts Galesburg in the bonus for the rest of the first half. Only 1 team foul on the Silver Streak, so that might be another way, as Jim mentioned, to kind of stay in this game and rally back if the Streaks can continue to penetrate and get to the free throw line.
Now, McComb's always been a physical team. I don't care who their coach was over the years.
Missed three-pointer comes up short. Nicholas Hiley with a rebound. He has 7 boards now as Garrett Williams' shot wouldn't go down. On the weak side, backdoor cut. Scramble for a loose ball on the floor. McElmurray dives. Davis dives. Johnson dives for McComb. And the possession arrow favors the Silver Streaks. So the Streaks do force another turnover on the Bombers. That's their 7th. And Galesburg with a chance to crawl a little closer. Down 7 here, 21-14. They've trailed by as many as 9 points.
Yeah, of course, Frank Dexter was at McComb for a few years, and wherever he coaches, it's going to be physical. Then Dave Tater followed, and I think they may have even turned it up a notch when he was there. Bombers have always been tough.
Quick down court pass to Dalton Davis. Good look from the outside. He banks it in. Galesburg's pulled back within 5 now at 21-16. On the outside, Seth Wicker. Inside the free throw line, kicks it back out to Grover. Now left side under the wing. McComb with the strong guard play also has good movement, something that the Silver Streaks have taken advantage of over the years. Here's a missed shot, and a second offensive putback by Trent Henderson leads to the second foul on the Silver Streaks, and he'll get a couple of free throws.
Remember back when Barry Swanson was still coaching, and we went down there, and I think it was when Range was a sophomore. That was a game I think the police had to watch us leave that night. Toby Humes mixed it up a little bit with some of the McComb players, and that was a brawl.
It was an ugly, ugly game.
Galesburg ended up winning it, but it sure wasn't easy.
The foul is on Ryan McElmurray. Third team foul on the Silver Streak. Second free throw on the way and off the front of the rim. So Henderson missed them both. Brandon Thompson with a rebound. Here come the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, McComb leaving the door open with a few turnovers here and then a couple of missed free throws. Let's see if we can't knock one down here and get ourselves right back in this.
Streaks extending that half-court offense to try to get the baseline open. They keep it on the outside between Thompson and McElmurray. Williams tries to set a screen. Ryan lost the handle on the dribble. Now gets it over to Chad Thompson. Had Dalton Davis cutting through the lane. Now it goes to Brandon Thompson. Fakes the three, inside the free throw line, kicks it back out to Williams. Left side over to Chad Thompson. Look to shoot the three, now trying to post up on Henderson, kicks it back out instead. 2:10 to go in the first half, and the Streaks call a 30-second timeout with 2:09 to go, trailing 21-16.
Yeah, Mike Reynolds watched our offense not be able to find the shot we wanted for, 20, 30 seconds there with the ball, and finally said, let's come over here and let's talk this over a little bit. I think he feels like this is probably kind of an important possession right now with 2 minutes to go in the half, and Galesburg on a little bit of a, it doesn't feel like a run because it's been slow, but getting back within five here has been nice.
Scored the last two. Actually, they've scored the last basket and a couple of free throws. It's a very modest 4-point run, but it's cut that deficit from 9 down to 5, and it could get down to 3 or 2 here on this possession. So with 2:09 to go in the first half, yeah, Jim, I think you're right. Coach Reynolds sees this as a real key opportunity to put a little more pressure on McComb and take away some of their momentum before we get to halftime and maybe get some of the Silver Streaks' own. At the top of the circle, Garrett Williams. Right side, Brandon Thompson looking on the inside, looking on the inside. Now passes it back out to Garrett Williams. Switches hands on the dribble, picks up the dribble. Here comes the pressure defense. He gets it away to Ryan McElmurray. Under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Right side, Davis gets an open three, and it's overshot. Weak side rebound, battled around. Thompson comes up with a loose ball, forces it up and in. Thompson with 6 in the quarter to go along with 3 rebounds, 21-18. Galesburg down 3. Big offensive rebound for Brandon Thompson after the missed 3 by Dalton Davis. On the outside, Wickert. Left side over to Thorman. Now down along the baseline, Johnson kicks it back out. Now Wickert has it. Right side it goes over to Grover on the outside. Good give and go on the high-low, and the shot rolls off. Wouldn't go down for Wickert. Streaks come down with a rebound, and a foul from behind will send Chad Thompson to the free throw line for a 1-1.
Real frustration for McComb. In fact, I look over, and Coach Watson's got his arms crossed in front of his chest. You know, they missed a couple of free throws down there. That time a driving layup just fell off the rim. And so the tide turning right now, and the Silver Streaks with a chance to maybe tie this thing up by the half.
Foul on McLean Johnson was his second. And as we mentioned not too long ago, 17 fouls on the Bombers. So the Streaks shoot free throws for the final minute, 17 of the first half. McElmurray to the line for the 1-1 and off the back of the rim. And he slumps his shoulders in frustration, and he's 0-for-2 for the line now. So the Streaks miss a chance down 3 to cut a little closer, approaching the 1 minute mark of the second quarter. Johnson with it, right side over to Thorman. And McComb has that baseline open as well, as they run a very similar offensive set to the Silver Streaks. Give and go from the baseline, cutting through the lane. Wickert misses the shot. McElmurray with a rebound. And again, a chance for the Silver Streaks. Down 3. Brandon Thompson between two defenders has the ball knocked out of his hands. On the floor, saves it to Chad Thompson with a shot and a foul.
Well, Galesburg doing a nice job of just trying to fight through this bad first half offensively, going to the floor on numerous occasions. That time Thompson did, and then, both Thompsons did. Brandon somehow shoveled it over to Chad, and he had to hit the floor and got the shot up, and see if we can get this thing down to a 1-point game here.
1-1 on the way for Chad, and it's a two-shot foul, and he does make the first one. That's his first point of the night. Galesburg within 2 now. You mentioned the Metamora game earlier, Jim, similar in the fact that the offense isn't working, but the difference here, I think, is I don't get the sense that the Streaks are playing so flat as they did that night. I still feel like they're playing with positive energy here tonight.
Yeah, well, at least we're on a home court. Many times here on the road, you can look, and we did look very flat. And they were getting some easy baskets. Metamora, I was shocked that we came back and won that game, because it looked in the third quarter like they were just going to rout us.
Don't look now. The Streaks have scored 8 straight. They're down by 1. McComb with the ball. 30 seconds to go first half. It's 21-20. On the outside, Thorman, right side, pull up jumper off the back of the rim, won't go down for Grover, and then they get an offensive rebound into the hands of Wickert, and another crack at it, down low, shot still won't go down, offensive put back, and Severs is fouled. He missed the bunny from the low blocks, but got his own rebound, and three offensive chances on that end hurt the Silver Streaks, as he'll go to the line shooting a couple free throws, first foul of the game on Dalton Davis with 16 seconds to go in the first half. Let's see if Hiley can knock any of them down. He does make the first one. That's his first point of the second quarter to go eight for the game now. 22-20, Macomb by two. Hiley, I think, is unlikely to miss as Henderson did on his two free throws. But he does miss the second one. Brandon Thompson with a rebound. Chance for the Streaks to tie it up at the half. Down to 10 seconds to go. McElmurray into the front court to Brandon. Top of the circle to Garrett Williams with 6 seconds to go. Dalton Davis with four. Top of the circle, McElmurray. Down to two. Needs to force up a three off the front of the rim. That's the end of the first half. 22-20, Macomb leads by two. When we come back on the halftime show, a look at the first half statistics. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman as well. Macomb 22, Galesburg 20 at the half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Could you really win up to $500 by wearing the new purple WGIL button? Do trains run through Galesburg every day?
Pick up the new purple WGIL button today at Liberty Tax Service behind Subway on North Henderson in Galesburg or at Tompkins State Bank in Avon, Abingdon, Knoxville, and Galesburg. For more details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
WGIL, proud to be a part of Galesburg.
Hi, this is Mandy Anderson from WGIL. Turn winter into a day at the beach at Sandberg Mall's Luau on Saturday, January 15th. It's 10 to 3, it's free, and hopefully will make you think of warm, sunny days. Enjoy a SpongeBob SquarePants bounce house, activity table, games, and treats. Get more info at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg. WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
We're at halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg boys trailing Macomb at the half, 22-20. It's been a good first half, but a frustrating one for the Silver Streaks, who have shot very poorly, but despite that, trail by only two at the half. They've trailed by as many as 9 points in the first half. It was 21-12. Silver Streaks scored 8 of the last 9 points to cut that deficit to 22-20 at the half. Macomb shot pretty well in the first quarter. Streaks slowed them down in the second quarter, and Jim, I think the strong defense we anticipated in this game is playing exactly to form here so far.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of strong defense by both teams, and I think both these teams can shoot quite a bit better than they have. You don't have the bulk of wide open shots here that you might have against lesser teams, but both teams have had some decent looks and just not been able to knock too many shots down, especially the Silver Streaks, who are just 6 of 25 from the field, 24% shooting, and have yet to get a three-pointer in the first half. If you told me that stat alone coming into this game, I'd have said, boy, we're going to be in real trouble at halftime. But only down by two, I feel pretty good about that, because I don't think we can shoot that poorly again in the second half.
I hope not.
For Macomb, again, they're no bargain either. They're a 9 out of 24 from the field, 37% though, which is quite a bit better. And only, well, they had 3 three-pointers in the first quarter, but couldn't find the range in the second and missed. They ran their offense really well, and on I think at least 3 occasions they got the ball right where they wanted it, only to have it fall off the rim inside. So we caught some breaks there. Rebounding totals, 20 of them already for McComb. That's almost a game's worth sometimes. Silver Streaks with 16 rebounds, reflecting all the missed shots we've seen here in this first half. And turnover count, that's been helpful for us as well. Even though we're not shooting well, we didn't give the ball up at all in the second quarter. So 3 turnovers at the half for Galesburg. McComb has had 7 here in the first half, so that's been helpful for the Silver Streaks as well.
Finishing off the team statistics, McComb 3-for-9 from three-point range. Silver Streaks 0-for-8 from behind the arc. Galesburg is taking advantage at the free throw line, and McComb is not. The Bombers are 1-for-4 as a team at the free throw line. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, are 8-of-10. So Streaks taking advantage of it there. And that's been part of their very modest, very quiet comeback through the second quarter. We'll take a break here at John Thiel Gymnasium on the halftime show as Kuk Sulwan continues a halftime demonstration. When we come back, a look at the individual scoring numbers for both teams. And we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman when the team comes out of the locker room. McComb leads at the break, 22-20. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast. Clear skies, low of 8 above tonight. Sun and 25 on Sunday. Cloudy. Low of 20 tomorrow night, cloudy skies, and 28 on Monday. Monday night, snow's likely. Light snow accumulation, though, chance of that 70%. On Tuesday, snow likely. Light accumulation again, 60% chance of that. Right now, it's 11 above at WGIL.
Governor Pat Quinn and other statewide leaders get inaugurated into office on Monday. We'll have live coverage beginning at noon on WGIL and WGIL.com.
We're at halftime at John Thiel Gymnasium. Galesburg girls were winners earlier today over Chicago Queen of Peace, 68-48, in a game you heard right here on WGIL. Streaks winners of 11 straight now, and the eighth-ranked team in the state is now 16-3 on the season. Sophomore boys winners earlier tonight, 50-46, but the varsity boys trail at the half, but only by 22-20, to a McComb Bombers team that comes in tonight, winners of 13 consecutive games. Bombers led in scoring in the first half by Nick Hiley with 8 points. He also has 7 rebounds to go along with that, so already very close to a double-double in the game. Zach Grover with 6 points, all of those coming on a couple of three-pointers in the first quarter. Next up, Trent Henderson down low with 4 points. McLean Johnson and Seth Wickert each have 2. Matt Atkinson, Tyler Thorman, and Nick Severs have played but have not scored for the Bombers, who lead it by 2 at the break. For the Silver Streaks, Brandon Thompson leads away with 12 of Galesburg's 20 points. Dalton Davis next with 4. Ryan McElmurray and Chad Thompson with 2 points each. Garrett Williams and Austin Garnett have not scored for the Silver Streaks, who again trail by 2 at the break, 22-20. The team is out of the locker room. Let's go down sideline with Jim Lee.
We actually have a little time to talk, Steve. Nice Kuk Sulwan demonstration out here at halftime, and I suppose the physical nature of this game, maybe you could use a little of that.
We sure could. We were a little lethargic, I think, trying to shake off the cobwebs from a little bit longer period off than what we would have liked. I thought we showed signs there as we went to the latter part of the second period. We've got to continue to guard, find their shooters. Offensively, we've got to shake it loose a little bit, be a little bit more aggressive with things, and we got to get to the offensive glass. We got a couple rebounds late in the half and scored, but before that, nothing at all. So, and hope that the fatigue factor on the second night of a doubleheader for them plays a role, and we pick up our sea legs a little bit from being off.
We just shot 24% in the first half, nothing from three-point land, and it's hard to imagine this team struggling that much for another half.
Yeah, a little out of sync, and I think that, you know, Our true colors will come out here in the second half. The skilled players that we have and shooting ability we have will show up now.
When you get against a good defensive team like Macomb, and they may be about as solid fundamentally as we've seen all year, do you do anything different? Do you run any different sets to try and get something open?
No, you know, we have a quite a large repertoire of things we can run. We're trying a lot of different things here. They're very good. We just got to execute it a little bit better. And again, like I said, get convert on some second chance shots as well. They're a very good ball club.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman for visiting with us at halftime as the Galesburg boys trail the Macomb Bombers 22-20. Want to pass along a message from Coach Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks boys basketball program, holding his third annual Future Streaks program. It's a travel basketball program for 7th and 8th grades. We talked about it with him briefly in the pregame show. Didn't get a chance to bring those comments to you because we were a little short on time on the pregame. But basically how this works, there's open gyms coming up. In fact, the first one is on Monday and another one on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. at Wycall Gymnasium. There will be team tryouts coming up on the 16th from 5 to 7 p.m. right here in John Thiel Gymnasium. And then the GHS basketball coaching staff will select the 7th and 8th grade travel teams. The Future Streaks program, the third straight year that Coach Reynolds has run that, a travel basketball program again for 7th and 8th graders. Again, open gyms coming up on Monday and Wednesday from 6 to 8 in the evening at Wycall Gymnasium. Then team tryouts for the Future Streaks is coming up next Sunday, January 16th, 5 to 7 p.m. So why Sunday? Well, because it's a three-day weekend next weekend for many folks, with Monday being Martin Luther King Day and one more day off on the extended holiday break for the high school, plus a bunch of games going on for the Galesburg boys coaching staff, with the program being in action twice next Saturday and twice on Monday as well. So Sunday is the only time that they can do those team tryouts. So 7th and 8th grade kids, get involved in that Future Streaks program and help rebuild the pride in this program, which is coming off a 19-win season and has 12 wins now, but being challenged by a 13-win Macomb team in town tonight. Bombers have the ball to begin the second half. Zach Grover, pull-up jumper on the way from Hiley. Shot won't go down, and then the rebound off the hands of Brandon Thompson out of bounds. That's because somebody from the backside touched it, and that does not sit well with head coach Dan Watson, who did not see it that way, and I'm not sure I did either.
I don't blame him. And I don't think he was real fond of the foul count in the first half either, being 8 or 9 to 3 in favor of most fouls on Macomb. So he took it pretty well in the first half, but he may get a little more feisty if that number doesn't change in the second.
Again, we mentioned here's a backdoor cut. McElmurray to Dalton Davis brings it in from the left side, lays it up and in with the right hand, and we are tied at 22. And talking about those free throws, that's what allowed Galesburg largely to stay in that game in a first half in which they shot just 6 of 24 in the first two quarters. Left side in the corner, a fake by Wickard, brings it back to the free throw line, give and go outside to Thorman. That shot won't go down, and McElmurray gets his seventh rebound in the game. Quickly up court to the other end, and good strong move to Brandon Thompson down the lane to the basket, gets fouled, and he'll get a couple more free throws. He has six on the game.
Two possessions and two trips down the court in a hurry. One the layup and the other one a foul, and a couple of free throws coming. This is what the Silver Streaks wanted, I'm sure, coming out of the gate here in the third quarter.
Foul on Thorman is the second, and Macomb right back to a foul to begin the third quarter, just a minute in, and the Streaks now have their first lead since the first basket of the game as Thompson makes the first free throw. Galesburg scored the first basket. It was Thompson's at 2-0. Macomb hit a three and has not trailed since, but now the Streaks lead by two, 24-22, as Thompson makes both free throws. He has 14 in the game.
Well, as Steve Cheeseman said, we'll see if Macomb shows any wear after playing that overtime game last night that would probably come here in the second half of a tough game tonight. We'll see what happens.
Wickard to the baseline. Tries to shovel it up with the right hand, but he's too far under the basket. McElmurray with a rebound. Leads the break all the way and then has it knocked out of bounds from the backside. Galesburg will hang on to it. Speaking of overtime, Macomb won one of its games in its holiday tournament in an overtime win over Pittsfield. It was the semifinal game. As Thompson leans in from the right baseline, weak side put back, won't go for McElmurray, and it's batted out to him again. Left side up and in. 10 rebounds on the game for Ryan McElmurray, and the Streaks lead by four, 26-22. They've scored all 6 points to start off the third quarter. But to finish the thought, Macomb beat Pittsfield in that semifinal game as a drive goes down the lane up and in for Wickard. And a whistle away from the ball will be a timeout by McComb. 26-24. That was the third straight overtime game that Pittsfield played at that holiday tournament when McComb beat him down there.
Yeah, well, you know, we talk about McComb's defense, and when you say Pittsfield, that's another school that going back to Dave Bennett many years ago, and it seems like the Sockies are always playing those games in the 30s, low 40s, and you just figure you're in for a real battle when you play Pittsfield, and it sounds like McComb was, but were able to get out of that one. I know there for a number of years, Pittsfield went in there and won that tournament. They were the team to beat there for quite a while. In fact, they made a couple appearances down at state.
Yeah, so, that's right.
You know, and you haul, their coach right now, Danny Watson, I said, well, he's been in McComb 8 years, and I said, where were you before that? An assistant at Pleasant Plains. So he saw some pretty good basketball down there, Pleasant Plains as well. It's a real good basketball area.
Sure enough. Pittsfield, meanwhile, went on to beat Metamora in the third place game. So Coach Jim Youngman, not quite as much success with the Redbirds down there as he had with Abingdon for a few years, at least this year. All right, coming out of the full McComb timeout, 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Galesburg leads 26-24, streaks with the ball. Chad Thompson down the left side, strong with the left hand, and it's off the backboard. Dalton Davis comes down with a rebound, kicks it out to Garrett Williams. And the streaks already with three offensive rebounds in the second half after what, Jim, none in the first half?
Yeah, we had a couple finally.
Chad Thompson for three off the back of the rim. Streaks still without a three-point basket in this game. Rebound by Tyler Thorman. And here comes McComb with a chance to tie the game, down 26-24. On the outside, Hiley with it. Now just completely lost the ball. Pushes Chad Thompson away to save the rebound. Now a scramble for it. Ryan McElmurray with a steal. Then the ball knocked out of Chad Thompson's hands. And the official says Thompson touched it last as it's knocked out of bounds. And McComb will hang on to it. And now here's Tremaine Carson into the game for the first time for the Silver Streaks.
I was wondering what was up with that. Usually we see Tremaine quite a bit earlier than that. And certainly his athleticism and physical play will be a help to us inside in this one.
On the inbound, it goes to Seth Wickard, and he fouls, and Tremaine fouls immediately.
Well,
there's that side of Tremaine's game, yeah. Too.
What was that in one of those baseball movies? They said, come in and announce your presence with authority. Well, Tremaine did right there. He got a big foul right off the bat, right in front of the scorer's table.
Lob on the inbounds, and Tremaine face guarding Nicholas Hiley prevents him from getting any kind of an alley-oop opportunity. It's a bad pass in the lane, right into the hands of Dalton Davis. To Tremaine at the other end, up and in, and a foul. Well, there's announcing his presence with authority in a different way.
He had to sit there and watch the whole first half, and the kid just got a ton of energy built up. He hadn't played for 10 days at least in a game situation, and had to watch a whole first half, and he's going to get his money's worth in his court minutes right now.
He was going in at about 100 miles an hour when he put that thing up and in. Fourth foul, by the way, on Trent Henderson for McComb, so he'll have to go to the bench. Now the adventure for Tremaine at the free throw line. He had a real nice spell there late in the Thanksgiving tournament and on after that, but it's been a challenge for him at the free throw line lately as he misses that one. McComb comes down with a rebound. Bounce pass through the lane. Wickert lost the handle on it. Into the hands of Hiley, who collects it and puts it up and in.
Well, that's not exactly the way Coach Watson drew that up probably, but it ended up in the basket.
28-26 Galesburg, 4:45 to go in the third quarter. McElmurray on the outside. On the dribble, gives it over to Brandon Thompson on the right wing. Now he'll work left around a Carson screen, gets it over to Davis on the left wing. Inside the lane, changes directions on the dribble, now into the hands of McElmurray. Spin, falls down, throws it out of bounds.
Yeah, he's all right. A little worried about his ankle there, but he's bounced up. He's still hobbling a little bit, so not 100% after that one.
Okay, so did you count the Chad Thompson losing the ball on the sideline here earlier as a turnover or not?
No.
Because if that's the first Galesburg turnover since the first quarter then.
Yeah.
Another reason Galesburg was able to come back in that second quarter.
Yeah, because I didn't. It was kind of like the NFL. I'm not sure he had possession long enough to consider it a turnover.
So good ball control by the Silver Streaks tonight. Only four turnovers on the game. They have forced eight Bombers turnovers as we approach the midpoint of the third quarter. Two-point Galesburg lead. Bombers with the ball. Wickard on the outside working against McElmurray and a foul away from the ball. Nope, the three-second lane violation. No, it is a foul. And they give it on McLean Johnson, his third. Either way, it's the ninth McComb turnover. The Streaks will try to take advantage of it here, leading by two, 4:05 to go third quarter. Garrett Williams inbounds to McElmurray along with Carson, Brandon Thompson, and Davis. McElmurray into the front court, hands off to Brandon. Around a Carson screen, down the right side of the lane, dishes out to Garrett Williams for three, off the rebound, off the rim, and the rebound to Severs on the weak side, boxing out Tremaine Carson. Streaks still without a three-point basket in this game, 0 for 10. On the left side, Wickert drives to the free throw line, guarded by McElmurray. Little lob on the inside, good turnaround jumper by Hiley up and in. He has 12, and we're tied at 28. Second time in the game we've been tied, both coming in this second half. 3:25 to play third quarter, and a foul. Who are they going to call it on? Williams, or are they going to call it on Grover?
Got it. Grover stuck a hand in Davis's face.
So that'll be the first of the game on Zach Grover. 3:23 to go third quarter. Fourth team foul on McComb. I didn't know if they were going to call an illegal screen on Garrett Williams from the backside or not. Now Davis with it, gets it over to Garrett, fakes from the right baseline, cuts into a double team, kicks it back out to Dalton. Now top of the circle, it goes to Brandon, and the Streaks reset.
One thing I've noticed, you pick up your dribble against these guys, you got problems. You need to keep that dribble because they will collapse on you and cut off the passing lanes.
Backdoor cut to Brandon Thompson, an offensive foul called as Tremaine got the pass to him. Grover was there waiting for Thompson. That'll be a player control foul, first on Brandon Thompson and the second team foul on the Silver Streaks. Only the fifth turnover on the game.
Well, the first two possessions of this third quarter, Gelsberg able to get it up in the court in a hurry and get some good things done. Since that time, the tempo has been back into McComb's favor. More of a half-court game, a slug-it-out type of game, and it's kept Gelsberg from being able to pull away here.
Ever since that McComb timeout with 6:08 to go, Streaks have been held scoreless, 2:46 to go now, third quarter. Bombers with a chance to regain the lead here. We're tied at 28. Top of the circle, Johnson. Crossover dribble, loses Williams out high. Missed the shot, rebound Hiley. Turnaround jumper rolls through, and McComb regains the lead. 30-28, Bombers by two.
This is where we miss Aslan Butler. If he's in there, Hiley's not able to get some of the things done that he's doing tonight.
Brandon Thompson on the other end. Shot won't go down as it's off the back of the rim. Grover with the rebound for McComb and the chance to build on his two-point lead now. Pull-up jumper in the lane off the back of the rim. Johnson's shot doesn't go down. Almost gets his own rebound.
McElmurray
takes it away, drives the other end, rolls off. And the weak side rebound chased down by Wickert for the Bombers. Pull-up jumper for three. Grover's shot rolls off. Rebound McComb, put back and a foul. Severs with a chance at a three-point play.
Yeah, McComb keeps after it. They're not a team that gives up on either end of the court. We had a great opportunity back the other way. Couldn't cash in. Now we got the Bombers up four, maybe five with a free throw coming. But again, Ryan McElmurray causing so many problems. His quick hands and able to split the seam of two guys and get all the way to the rack before missing that layup.
Unfortunate for McElmurray, as then it's compounded with a basket at the other end on the McComb offensive opportunity, and the free throw is good by Severs. He has three on the game now, and just like that, McComb is up by five again, 33-28. It's a 9-0 Bombers run with a minute 58 to go in the third quarter.
Well, at some point, you've got to think the Silver Streaks team, with all these three-point shooters, will rein a couple of them in here and get us a little roll, but so far, nothing. What, 0-10? Is that what you said at last look?
0-4-11 now, wow. I believe. No, you're right. Just 0-2 this quarter. 0-10 for the game. Minute 45 to go third quarter. Gelsberg looking for some offense here. Down five. Their biggest lead of the game was four, seemingly just moments ago, but it's a 9-0 McComb run. Thompson with a jump stop in the lane. Left shot rolls off, and the rebound knocked out from the backside of Ryan McElmurray and out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Sounded like McElmurray got, in fact, he's holding his mouth. I thought I heard it all the way up here, and he wasn't happy with the official that they didn't call that one. McElmurray on the inbound, wide open, Thompson for three,
there
got it!
There we go.
Chad missed the penetration, the last trip down the floor, a second opportunity, and it's the first three-pointer of the night for Chad Thompson and the Silver Streaks. At the free throw line, McLean Johnson now back out to Thorman. Working around the right side, gets all the way to the baseline, almost stepped out of bounds. Gets it out to McLean Johnson. Now right side over to Wickert. Guarded by McElmurray. 1:05 to go third quarter. Pull up jumper. And Hiley swishes it from about 14 feet away. Eight in the quarter. 17 for the game for Nick Hiley from Macomb, and it's 35-31 Bombers.
Yeah, he's feeling it. Every time he gets the ball, he's looking to score, whether he's close to the basket or even out in the perimeter.
He's made four straight shots. Now there Brandon Thompson at the other end forces one up with the right hand, and it gets a foul.
Speaking of feeling it, Thompson, he's like, a lot of times Brandon gets better as the game goes along, especially if it's a close ball game. And so we'll need him to come up big as we head to the fourth quarter. Chance to pull Galesburg within one with a free throw here.
Yeah, 16 for the game, 35-33. Galesburg down two, now down one as Thompson finishes off the three-point play. He is 9 for 9 from the free throw line. Galesburg down one, 35-34. Foul, meanwhile, was on Wickard at the other end. His first, 15 foul on the Bombers. 35 seconds to go, third quarter. Wicker on the left wing. Back out to Tyler Thorman. Works his way right side. Over to Atkinson back into the game for the Bombers. Bounce pass out high to Hiley. Now left side it goes to Thorman. He'll start the dribble back out toward the midcourt circle around the screen. Pulls up for three and got it. Well executed. That's his first basket of the game. Macomb by four, down to 10 seconds to go. Third quarter. 38-34. Now Brandon Thompson to answer. Off the back of the rim, and Chad Thompson fouls over the back of Matt Atkinson, trying to get the rebound and keep it alive. 2.6 seconds to go, third quarter, first foul on Chad Thompson. Four team fouls on the streaks, and now McCombs going to call a 30-second timeout with 2.6 seconds to play at the end of the third quarter. They'll have to take it the length of the court, so you know what this timeout is all about here.
Yeah, good position by Atkinson that time, as all Chad could do, even though he's 6'6", was trying to go over the back of Atkinson, ended up getting a foul that I'm sure you don't usually want to get with 2 seconds left in the quarter, but you can't fault Chad for wanting to try and make something happen. You know, when Brad let that, Brandon let that shot go, he was, you hardly ever see him shoot from, his toes are usually bumped up pretty close to the three-point line when he shoots. He was a couple of feet behind, and he just had to kind of lunge into that thing. He didn't feel real good about it when he let it go.
So Hiley is going to post up about 8 feet away from the basket, and Chad Thompson, the tallest player on the court for the Silver Streaks, will guard him. Seth Wickert, to the right of his own basket, will inbound. He throws the baseball lob, and it goes into the hands of Wickert, who turns around and throws it to the basket, but it won't go down. 38-34 Macomb at the end of three. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Three quarters gone at John Thiel Gymnasium. Silver Streaks trailing the Macomb Bombers 38-34. Galesburg will have the ball to begin the fourth quarter. AFC Conference Playoffs. Indianapolis Colts up 7-0 at the half in a low-scoring game. Galesburg with the ball down four to begin the fourth quarter. Dalton Davis on a curl to Brandon Thompson. Up and in and a foul. Streaks did exactly what they intended to do with Thompson cutting through the lane for the catch and a release. Galesburg down two and a chance to make it one with a Brandon Thompson free throw.
Well, I know this much for Macomb. They're going to have to do something to slow down Brandon Thompson because he's going to try and really take over in this fourth quarter. Not that he hasn't been the key man already most of the night for Galesburg.
10 for 10 from the free throw line, and he has 20 in the game now. Galesburg down one, 38-37 as the Streaks put on the full court press. Knock it out of bounds. Macomb will keep it.
Yeah, nice job. Quick trap over there from Brandon Thompson and Tremaine Carson. They really collapsed there in the corner, nearly forced a turnover.
Full court press by the Silver Streaks. Trap comes in the backcourt this time. pass up court to Thorman. Now he gets it across the timeline into the hands of Atkinson. Here comes a double team. Works his way into a triple team. Throws it over to McLean Johnson. Get it away before you turn it over. Right now, Johnson drives down the lane. Poked away from the backside into the hands of Wickert. Now to the outside. Pull-up jumper by Thorman, and it's blocked.
Nice job by Chad Thompson.
Brandon Thompson with the rebound. Streaks with a chance to regain the lead. Quick pass left side into the hands of Chad Thompson. Brings it back out to McElmurray. 38-37 Macomb, 7:10 to go in the game. Carson on the outside, backdoor baseline. Brandon Thompson passes it over to McElmurray in front of Coach Mike Reynolds instead. Now McElmurray pulls up, bounce pass over to Chad Thompson. Chad looking to post up. He'll shoot the three. And got it! Timeout, Galesburg. Chad Thompson has the only two three-pointers of the night for the Silver Streaks, and they take the lead again at 40-38.
Yeah, usually when you hold it out there that long, the defense thinks, all right, well, he's just bluffing. He's going to deal it off. But that time, Thompson waited, had the ball down low, had it in position to shoot, and then got a little opening and let it fly. And the second one we've seen from basically the same spot over there near the Galesburg bench, and it gives Galesburg the lead.
Well, it's a game of runs here. Galesburg outscored Macomb 8-1 to finish the second quarter and got down by two at halftime. Then went on a little bit of a run in the third quarter before the Bombers scored 9 straight points to take a 4-point lead. Now the Silver Streaks have scored the first 6 points of the fourth quarter to take a 2-point lead here, 40-38. 6:54 to go in the game. Coming out of the Galesburg 30-second timeout. Here's another trap. Vaughn Hiley, and he gets it away. Now can they beat the 10-second call? They do, as Johnson actually kind of dribbled it on his hip there, bringing it into the front court. On the outside, Thorman. Now he'll just shoot the baseline shot and roll it through. We're tied again.
Boy, that was a tough shot. Thorman made a real tough shot on that baseline. Caught a lot of rim, but it swallowed it.
Davis out to Brandon Thompson. In fact, he was in a bad position defensively, so he just kind of shot it up with nobody coming over to help him out. Now Brandon Thompson deflected off him, saves it from going into the backcourt, and Chad Thompson gives it right back to Brandon now. Thompson, right side over to Dalton Davis on the wing. 6:10 to go in the game. Tied at 40. Macomb Bombers, winners of 13 straight. Silver Streaks have won 6 straight. 25 wins between these teams. And McElmurray drives in from the right side. Gets blocked, but he'll draw a defensive foul here and a chance at a couple of free throws. Ryan has missed both of his free throws at the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, McElmurray could have had the three there, but again, that's never been his. He's had some games where he's had some success, but tonight he really doesn't want to shoot that perimeter shot, and as he does so well, penetrating and drawing a foul, getting to the free throw line, and now we've got some sort of a delay here.
And a substitution coming up for Macomb, and McElmurray will get the first free throw. McLean Johnson just picked up his fourth foul for the Bombers, so he'll join Trent Henderson on the bench with 4 fouls for Macomb. 6:03 to go in the game, and McElmurray's first free throw barely hits the front of the rim. Seavers back in for the Bombers. Grover back in for Macomb. Johnson sits down, and Matt Atkinson takes a rest as well. 6:03 to go in the game. McElmurray trying to put the Streaks back on top. He has 4 points on the night, 0 for 3 from the line, and now 0 for 4 as the second free throw hits the front of the rim as well. Hiley with his 9th rebound for the Bombers, who can regain the lead. Tied at 40 into the front court. Wickert with the dribble. Now left side over to Hiley, guarded by Chad Thompson. Works his way right. The screen was left, but he worked away from it. To Grover with it. Now Macomb will look for the offensive set. Thorman passes it into the right corner. Wickert brings it back out. Grover drives around Davis, who then catches up and cuts him off, and they kick it back out to Wickert instead. Right side, pass Davis, over Tremaine Carson, and a foul called on Tremaine as he's moving over with a help side defense, trying to help out, and that'll be the second foul of the game on Tremaine and the 4th team foul on the Silver Streaks, exactly 5.5 minutes to play in the game.
Ryan McElmurray with those 2 misses from the free throw line reminded me of, I read last night, or in the paper today from last night's game, where Monmouth-Roseville missed more free throws than they made, really cost them that game down at Macomb. Chuck Grant not very happy about that, obviously. The Monmouth-Roseville coach, as their bid for an upset just came off in overtime.
Wickert makes both free throws meanwhile, and Macomb regains the lead now at 42-40, under 5.5 minutes to play in the game. Outside of Brandon Thompson, who's been perfect at the line tonight, the rest of the team has struggled. Brandon with it now, top of the circle. Works his way right. cut off on a hesitation drive through a double team. Dalton Davis for three. Big three from the right wing. Gillsburg back on top, 43-42.
And a great assist to Brandon Thompson, who drew double team traffic inside, kicked it out, got a little bit of free space for Dalton Davis to knock her home.
Nine in the game for Dalton Davis. His first three-pointer of the night. He and Chad Thompson, the only Gillsburg players to knock one down from behind the arc. Now a pull-up three for Wickert. Rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound Brandon Thompson. Streaks up by one with a chance to build on the lead here. At the other end, Davis, same spot. Same result. Back-to-back three-pointers for Dalton Davis. Gillsburg by four, matching the streak's biggest lead of the night with under 4.5 minutes to play in the game. Right side Thorman near the McComb bench. Top of the circle. Now left side it goes over to Grover. Down the lane, Wickert. Missed it. Tremaine Carson lost the rebound. Severs with a putback won't go. And Brandon Thompson gets his eighth rebound of the night. Gillsburg with numbers. Give and go to Tremaine. Misses the shot, but he's got a couple of free throws.
Boy, both teams missing some shots they'd love to have back. And a great job again by Brandon Thompson to penetrate, dish off, and get Carson an opportunity. Hopefully he can at least get one of these two free throws down as the streaks of their biggest lead of the night at 4 points.
Tyler Thorman's third foul, eighth team foul on the Bombers. Tremaine's first one is good. He has 3 points in the night, and that is Gillsburg's biggest lead now at 47-42. They've gone on a little run of their own. Second one up and in as well.
Wow. Made it look like it was easy that time.
48-42, Gillsburg by six. Carson with four on the game, two big free throws here in the fourth quarter. Under 4 minutes to play in the game now. McComb's not going to go away. Left side Wickert with it on the wing. Now brings it back out to the volleyball line. Fake by Hiley, cut off, gets it off. Top of the circle, ball saved on the floor, knocked out of bounds by Dalton Davis. Bodies flying all over the place. Good scrambling by both teams, and McComb will hang on to it.
It's quick hands of the Gillsburg guards making it tough on McComb. And if that isn't enough, then you've got both Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson with those long arms that make some plays that, you know, most teams don't see that often, especially Brandon. I mean, he's deceptive on what he can do out there.
Down the lane, Thorman too strong, missed the bunny. Tremaine with a rebound. Outlet to Ryan McElmurray with a left hand, up and in.
Yeah.
And the foul. No, they're going to wave it off. They're going to wave off.
Oh,
Joe
boy.
Thompson said the foul came before the basket or the shot attempt, and Coach Mike Reynolds is pleading for the three-point opportunity there.
Well, that was special, though. That was a nice trip up the court, and McElmurray finished it well. We'll see if he can figure out the free throws. Normally a good free throw shooter has been way off the mark in, what, four tries tonight?
0-for-4, yep. McElmurray with 4 points. Left hand up. And in and out.
Isn't that something?
And a one in bonus because they're saying because the shot or the foul was before the shot, they're going to say he wasn't even in the act of shooting.
So what could have been a three-point trip ends up being dry. No points there.
And a six-point Gillsburg lead stays where it is. Now at the other end, Thorman just forces one up off the basket, and now a save out of bounds as Severs gets his hand on it and then throws it off Tremaine Carson under the basket out of bounds, and McComb will get another crack at it. 9 rebounds in the game for Severs now. On the inbound, out to the perimeter. Pull-up jumper by Wickert. Rolls off. Weak side rebound by Hiley. Turnaround jumper off the front of the rim. Severs with a rebound gets fouled. Streaks can't get it out of there.
Now, and that was all I thought positioning. I thought McComb just did it all right inside that time. And Silver Streaks were very flat-footed in there. Bombers have earned these couple of free throws.
4 fouls on Tremaine Carson, 6 on the Silver Streaks with 3:05 to go in the game, and the first free throw by Severs is good. He has 4 points now. That ends the Gillsburg run. McComb down by 5, sending McLean Johnson and Matt Atkinson back into the game. Nope, Atkinson will have to wait for the second free throw.
Boy, Severs, a strong kid, just a sophomore, 6'4", big shoulders. He's going to be quite a player for them in the years ahead if he continues to improve.
Looks like he could be a starting tight end on the football team right
now. Question.
He makes both free throws, has a nice shooting touch at the free throw line. 3-for-3 tonight, 5 points on the game, and Gillsburg's lead is down to 4 now. 48-44 as we approach the 3-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Streaks break the McComb press easily. McElmurray over to Brandon Thompson. Bounce pass to Tremaine. Up and in, and a foul. Joe Thompson will give the Streaks a chance at a three-point play this time as Galesburg regains a six-point lead and could be seven here with a Tremaine Carson free throw upcoming.
Well, McElmurray looked a little reckless there bringing the ball up the court and in such a hurry, but then he crossed over, went in the middle, drew a couple of guys, and then was able to find Carson in the paint. Tremaine makes another free throw, and he's got as much energy as he had when he hit the court there in the middle of the third quarter. Carson's been a difference maker.
7-point Galesburg lead matches the biggest of the night for the Streaks. Pull-up jumper at the other end. Hiley will go to the line shooting two as he missed it. Chad Thompson looking bewildered, but he will pick up his second foul. And that puts McComb in the bonus for the rest of the game. 2:47 to play. The Streaks are already in the double bonus. Hiley will go to the line. 1 for 2 tonight. First one up and in.
You know, this McComb team is going to lose some of these guards that are three-year starters. They'll be hard to replace, but if they get some guard play, you take this Hiley. He's coming back. You got Severs. If they both grow another inch or so, you got a couple of 6'5 post players that are real confident they could be a ton again next year.
Galesburg by 5 with the ball after Hiley makes both free throws. He has 18 on the game. Now McElmurray falls down at the other end. Fortunately, the ball goes right to Dalton Davis, and McElmurray's been on the floor several times tonight, and he's up actually looking a little shaken up on his right side, his midsection or his hip or something. Now Brandon Thompson's pass deflected, and a foul on Dalton Davis from the backside. They're going to call him for the hack after the Streaks turned it over, and that'll be his second. Keeping an eye on Ryan McElmurray. He still looks a little shaken up, still trying to walk it off.
Yep, and there are some teams you get them down by 7 and climb that mountain and they just fold. McComb will not likely do that. They play hard every possession, both ends of the court, and they're smart. They'll get themselves to the line here by just getting after it, and that's what they're doing, staying in the game now. That's 3 straight free throws, and they got it down to a 4-point Galesburg lead.
Wickard 3 for 3 from the line in this quarter. 7 points on the game, and the second free throw rattles out. And Chad Thompson gets the rebound into the hands of Tremaine Carson. 4-point Galesburg lead, 51-47. 2:18 to go in the game. McElmurray playing the point. Brandon Thompson over to Chad Thompson. Now McElmurray with it on the right wing. Back over to Dalton Davis on the left side, approaching the 2-minute mark of the game. Galesburg protecting a 4-point lead with the ball. McElmurray, Davis in front of the Galesburg bench. Carson top of the arc. McElmurray with it right side, brings it back over to Brandon Thompson near the midcourt circle, who will reset the offense. Galesburg wants McComb to chase here. Under 2 minutes to go in the game, 1:50 to play. Right side Thompson with it, spreads it back out to Dalton Davis. Had Chad Thompson open briefly down the left side of the lane, but they keep it on the perimeter. Thompson at the volleyball line, has the ball poked away, saves it over to Dalton Davis on the left side. Now back to Brandon. Near the midcourt circle, 1.5 to play in the game. If McComb fouls, the Streaks will get 2 free throws. Thompson falls down, trying to dribble between 2 defenders. Turns it over. McComb at the other end. Pull-up jumper short. Rebound Tremaine Carson. And the Streaks can run some more clock here as McLean Johnson got the open shot. At the other end, a basket, an intentional foul, and a chance for the Streaks maybe to solidify this lead now. Good upcourt pass to Chad Thompson, who forced the shot to go through with a little bit of extra oomph. A 6-point lead. It could be a 7-point lead with a free throw, and an intentional foul will give the ball back to Galesburg.
What a series that was, because McComb, after forcing the turnover, could have cut it down to 2. They rushed the shot a little bit, I thought, with 1.5 left. It fell off, and then I think a lot of us were expecting the Streaks to just put it in the tank and try and run more clock. Well, the Streaks surprised them by going up the court in a hurry. Thompson gets the bucket. Thompson just makes the free throw. Now we've got a 30-second timeout by Galesburg coach Mike Reynolds. Streaks feeling a lot more comfortable about this thing now with a 7-point lead.
54-47, 1:14 to play in the game. Let's take a quick timeout as well. Streaks by 7. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll keep it here with 1:14 to go in the game. Galesburg in a full timeout. 54-47 is the Silver Streaks lead. Galesburg has had some hard-fought victories this season. I think this will be about as tough as anyone that they will have earned tonight if they can go ahead and hang on for the final 74 seconds.
Yeah, again, against a Macomb team that's won 13 straight, yeah, playing with a lot of confidence.
Again, their only loss is to Peoria Manual and Chicago Marshall.
Yeah, well, and if they lose to Galesburg here, that'd be three losses to schools all considerably bigger than they are. And some
programs with some pretty good basketball history combined between those three too.
Right, and the thing is, if your coach Dan Watson, you want to win all your games, but it's better to play some big schools, some quality big schools like that, and lose a few, I think, than it would be to fatten up on somebody else that's easy pickings.
On the inbound, Streaks are going to face all kinds of defensive pressure here now coming out of the Streaks timeout. Macomb doing everything it can not to foul. Deflected pass into the hands of Dalton Davis, who chases it down and then does get fouled, stopping the clock with a minute four to go. And that'll be the third of the game on Zach Grover.
Well, you know, this Macomb team, this isn't a team I don't think that's got state tournament type caliber. They're a good team. But the thing is, I think Macomb, and I was a fan of the two class system. We talked about that. But Macomb was one of those teams that probably, like Canton, was never going to ever have a shot.
Right.
But now that we've gone to the four classes, if they get the right team, conceivably they can, because they're playing in a class with teams more their own size when they get there.
Well, when were they there? Just, what, 4 years ago, was it?
Yeah,
make it down there. There's a left side drive up and off with the right hand. Rebound batted out to Brandon Thompson. A foul immediately by Tyler Thorman, who missed the driving layup and then gets his fourth foul to top it all off. Ninth rebound of the game for Brandon Thompson to go along with 11 for Ryan McElmurray. So those guys have been big away from the basket and under the basket as well. 50 seconds to go in the game. Streaks leading by 9, and Brandon Thompson shooting 2 free throws here.
Well, you're right. Macomb did make it when they fell down into Class A. There was a number of years where they were a double-A school, and like we said, Canton was too, and they had some good teams, but, you know, you'd never get out of Peoria.
No. Thompson to the line, shooting the first, and it's good. I'll wait to say what's on my mind until after he shoots the second free throw. Galesburg has its first 10-point lead of the night now. In fact, biggest lead for either team now with 50 seconds to go in the game, and Brandon Thompson is perfect from the free throw line as he makes both. An 11-point lead. Brandon is 12 of 12 from the free throw line. On the right side, a quick three forced up. That won't go. Rebound by McLean Johnson for Macomb. A drive down the lane and a foul as Zach Grover gets hammered pretty hard. Obvious foul at everybody in the gym on that one. And Tremaine is fouled out of the game.
They stay after it, Macomb does, but they haven't had much of anything from the field. All they've been able to do is get to the line in this fourth quarter. I've got them for one field goal.
One field goal, yep.
After they went 7 of 13 in the third, but they've not been able to find much here in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, Galesburg finally found the three-point touch.
Missed free throw.
In fact, the Streaks have hit all six of their shots from the field in this fourth quarter. At least that's what I got them, 6 for 6.
Macomb, meanwhile, is 1 for 12. Yes, Galesburg, 6 of 6 from the line. Second free throw by Grover is good. Full court pressure now by Macomb, trailing by 10, and a foul on the inbound to Dalton Davis. We'll get a couple more free throws here. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, 5 for 8, 6 for 9, 9 for 12 from the free throw line in this fourth quarter. The only misses by Ryan McElmurray, oddly enough. It's 0 for 5 from the free throw line. Here's a kid who wasn't the strongest free throw shooter historically in his first couple of years on the varsity level. This year, he got up over the 80% mark, though. Including down at Quincy, wasn't it? 13 of 13
yeah.
from the line
yeah.
down at Quincy. That obviously was a big help.
It was huge.
But he's been consistent season long, but here tonight hasn't been able to find it because Dalton Davis makes the backside of the two free throws, Galesburg by 11. 59-48 with 30 seconds to go in the game now, and the Streaks looking for their 7th consecutive victory. At the free throw line, Wickert dishes it over left side in the corner. Reed Fulkerson into the game for 3-point purposes, and the weak side rebound to Ryan McElmurray. And he overthrows both Garrett Williams and Dalton Davis at the other end for only the 8th Galesburg turnover.
Streaks will empty their bench now and 18 seconds to go. And this is one of those unusual games where most of the guys leaving that court, I could make a case for each one of them being the crunch time player of the game.
Absolutely.
It took a contribution from all of these guys in the fourth quarter to beat this good Macomb club. Certainly Thompson and Davis with their three-point shooting. McElmurray with his floor play. Carson off the bench. Chad Thompson did some nice things.
Long three batted out into the hands of Lamont Ross, who runs into a defender. No foul called at this juncture of the game, and another offensive rebound. Third opportunity and a knocked out of bounds with 2.5 seconds to go. Streaks will get it back with 2.4 seconds to play. And they simply inbound and hold on to an 11-point win. 59-48, a hard-earned and a good one for the Silver Streaks. Their seventh in a row, snapping Macomb's 13-game winning streak. Galesburg now 13-3 on the season. Macomb also 13-3. Post-game show coming up, including final stats, an interview with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. Galesburg wins at 59-48. Post-game show is next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Breed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Breed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Breed Love Sporting Goods.
It starts with 100% whole grain oats. Then they add chunks of fresh green and red apples, two kinds of raisins, and finally, sweet cranberries. Seriously, that's better. Introducing McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. It's the simple joy of wholesome meets delicious. Try it for just $1.99. Prices and participation may vary.
Rumor has it I'm fussy, especially when it comes to what I eat. The label needs to say gluten-free, and I better not see wheat, corn, or soy on the label either. That's why my owner shops Thorne's and comes home with the tastiest meals, like the new line of canned foods from Eagle Pack. Turkey, beef, chicken, or lamb. They're a meal by themselves or a nice side dish. Mm-mm. I can't get enough.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
It's a look at the official WGIL forecast with clear skies. Low of 8 above tonight, sun and 25 on Sunday. Cloudy skies, low 20. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy Monday, high 28, then some snow moving in. Not a lot. Light snow accumulation, 70% chance, low 22 Monday night. Tuesday, snow likely, light snow accumulation possible. 60% chance of that. Cloudy, low around 14 Tuesday night. And Wednesday and Thursday, highs in the lower 20s, lows in single digits right now, 9 above.
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good start to the 2011 portion of the Silver Streaks schedule. Galesburg girls, big win over